Bloomberg, the first word with Ken Pruitt. On demand via our Bloomberg Radio Plus app. Free for iPhone and Android devices.
The weakest foreign demand for treasuries in more than a decade, since 2001 to be more precise. Are treasuries losing their luster? Foreign investors seem to have been paying close attention to the spending standoff this month that jeopardized the nation's ability to pay its debt. Let's find out how much of a concern this might be for Gennady Goldberg, a U.S. strategist at TD Securities USA in New York. Welcome and good morning. So America's borrowing costs are on the cusp of exceeding the rest of the world for the first time since 2010, we're told. Is that going to ease up now that Congress has to borrow the in vogue phrase, kick the can? Does that just cause foreign investors to become even more reluctant to finance the world's biggest debtor nation?
Well, good morning, Bob. I actually don't think it's as much of a concern as people make it out to be. Foreign investors would not actually flee in droves if the U.S. were to continue to have budget issues. I think it's never a question that we're going to pay our debts. What you saw was more of a question of timing. So the question became, will we pay our debts on time? And I think that's what scared the markets pretty much over the past several weeks. You saw bill market yields rise very sharply. So it actually cost us more to borrow money for about a week than it cost us money to at one point borrow for about 2.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what scared foreign investors. 10 and 30-year bonds are fairly safe at this point. It's not a question that we're going to pay them back. The only question became on the front end.
But if all this worrying lifts borrowing costs even further, is that going to hamper this recovery from the deepest recession since the 30s?
Well, obviously, if you do get some sort of technical default, that would help push yields higher. But, I don't think that treasuries are really losing their safe haven status. What you did see actually at a certain point was people continuing to buy treasuries. Treasuries are still, somewhat ironically, despite these worries that we've seen, a very safe haven asset. So what you saw was when stocks were being sold off during right before the budget deal was reached, there was a bit of a panic at one point. Treasuries are still being bought.
One of the things that I've been having trouble squaring this morning is we have this Bloomberg survey that shows that the Fed isn't going to taper bond purchases until March, according to the Economist surveyed.
Right.
If that is indeed the case, then that to me signals that the economy, they think, is going to go into the tank deep enough for the Fed not to taper.
Well, I think part of that is not just the economy itself, but part of it is simply when a good time to taper would be. So the Fed wants to taper when the economy is on the upswing. What we do know right now is that it's not. It's actually lost some steam since the earlier part of the year. And I think the Fed wants to see that come back a little bit before actually pulling back on purchases. Now, the question is, do they taper in January or March? And now January, if you look at the new timing for the fiscal agreement, will be right at the same point as the new fiscal agreement pretty much ends. So we will have, or potentially have, another budget fight on our hands right at the beginning of January. That would be a huge roadblock to the Fed actually pulling back on easing. And I think this has led a lot of economists to believe that March would be the more likely scenario.
And we've got some outliers who suggest that it might be as late as 2015. Is it going to take that long for the economy to be on the upswing?
I think the Fed's very concerned about what the bond purchases are actually doing to the markets. They're very reluctant to keep purchasing for that long. I think unless we get some sort of major unforeseen circumstance, they're going to be trying to get out before 2015 starts. I think that by the time 2014 is up, we will be over with bond purchases.
Gennady Goldberg is U.S. strategist at TD Securities USA in New York.
Bloomberg, the first word. Weekday mornings at 5 Eastern. In New York on Bloomberg 1130. In Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2. Or on Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119. Copyright 2013 Bloomberg LP.